Well, if it ain't the Ugly Boys Over at Man to Man podcast, bring an episode to you every single week on Dash Radio's Nothing But Net channel. This is your co-host, Andy Elliott.
Alongside your co-host, Liam, the Hoopstar Dash.
Shout out to everybody listening, man. Y'all ain't listening, better listen. I don't even know what I'm talking about. We're on episode 78 right now. We have no title, but we're back at it. Took a break last week, Hoop, try to get our mind right. We are on the off season, so there's not much to talk about. That's why we talk about modern day dating world, couch conversations, and a little bit of basketball. That's what we're going to do in this episode. This episode is sponsored by Prize Picks, the best daily sports betting app on the market. We all use Prize Picks. Football's here. We've been making a lot of money on that damn Georgia-Clemson game. We absolutely love it, and you absolutely will too, especially considering Prize Picks is matching any first deposit up to $100. It's free money, and you can turn it into big cash with the right bets. Use that damn promo code, man. That's M-A-N, in case sensitive when signing up to support the show, man. Go over to Prize Picks, download the app, and go win yourself some money. So Prize Picks. Football, Hoop, right? Last Sunday, without football until February. You make a little money? Because I made a little money on that Clemson game.
Yeah, I'm be honest. I sent a snap to a couple of people of I had four TVs going at one time on
Saturday. I knew you were being
Saturday.
A DJ. I knew you were.
And I was just putting a bunch of money up for all these games. I was watching like Texas and
yeah.
That game, and I will never watch Texas. I don't fucking like Texas, but I had some money on it, so I had to keep it on. But big college football weekend, which is always good. I mean,
the first game starts at 11 a.m. man. Michigan game. We're Tennessee Volunteers. You know, we're always trying to play somebody. We can just blow them out first game. Get our hopes up. We want Bama. Then we're gonna get crushed here. We're not gonna make a Pro Bowl unless. Just mentioned Michigan. Mr. Joe Milton, welcome to the club, my guy. What you think about him?
Yeah, he played at Michigan last year. Didn't look great. Michigan didn't look great at all, to be honest with you. Coming over to Tennessee, Tennessee has a tendency of doing that, getting, you know, kind of the second wave of players that didn't really fit into maybe a certain situation that they were in, and we kind of snag them up and put them out on the field, and some of them work out really well. He's big, tall, athletic. I like him. I think
he's like 6'8", Cam Newton, 230.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I think he could do well, but Tennessee has a lot more problems.
I'll tell you what, man. It just gave me FOMO. Just I wish I was back in college, you know, like seeing everybody at the games. I'm like, man, that's got to be a good time. It's just it's always better when this football season coming back around, fall weather. You know, let it stop being so hot outside. Where I work at, I always mention this to you, man. Where we work at is we're like the official soccer bar for fans that are fans of Team USA. You know, Team USA is playing in Nashville tonight, actually, like in an hour. I don't know I think they're playing Canada, but it's like pre-qualifiers for the World Cup. Have you heard about any of this?
Yeah, they've had a couple on national games on.
Yeah, we had some huge party last night on Saturday night. There was like 1,000 people here, but pretty much this fan club, they're called the American Outlaws, and we're the soccer bar in Nashville for all these people that are here in Nashville from everywhere around the country. It's this Facebook group, the American Outlaws, and tell you what, man, last night was just, it was a movie, as they say. It's a movie out there. Got a little hammered, got a little twisted, whatever. So yeah, qualifiers are going on right now. Super cool. A lot of people in Nashville. Before we get too deep into everything, Hoop, I never want to start on a bad note, but just shout out to fucking people out there, you know, in New Orleans and New York and kind of just holding it down. A lot of bad stuff going on down there. And, we just want to, you know, send our prayers. So you guys keep killing it. You guys been through it more than we have. And I just want to give a quick shout out to you guys for staying strong. All right. So
I have one thing on that, though.
Yeah. Yeah. What's up?
Okay. So these areas that get hit pretty hard, Baton Rouge, surrounding areas around in Louisiana, not to like discredit because what they're going through is horrible. Let me just say that off the rip. That's just not, nobody should be going through that. But why do people still tend to live in those, you know, areas that happen to get just crushed on by natural disasters like that? That should just be an area that should be starting to become like maybe an area like a just a national park or something, turn it into something else in that way.
Yeah, the whole state's a national park.
Well, just those coastline areas, because that's what takes the brunt of. You see photos and videos; those coastline places are what gets hit the hardest. I feel like always.
Yeah.
So why not choose to live somewhere? I mean, I'm not saying like choose somewhere to live somewhere else.
That's a personal question, man.
But at the same time, it's not like
some people can't even get out of their own homes, you know?
Yeah, I feel that.
Some people got mortgages, man. We ain't got no damn mortgage. We can leave whenever we want.
I feel that. I'm just saying I don't understand why.
Yeah, I hear you, man.
It just continues to happen. Let's you know, fix the problem by moving out, you know. Let's get out of there.
I don't know, man. You ever been to Mardi Gras?
I've been down to.
Yeah, stay there, dude. Stay there. But it's just bullshit, man. It happens. And I was actually wondering, how do they keep naming the hurricanes every single year, right? You know about this.
Well,
it's always a male and female name. And
yeah, they go alphabetically throughout the year. If there's a tropical storm or hurricane, they just start going down the list, you know?
Yeah.
Ida. The Ida is a weird ass name.
Ida's weird, yeah. I don't know how, like they Ida, come up man.
With, how they come up with them, though.
It would suck to have your name named Ida. You know what I'm saying?
I'd give you this dick, boy.
Relax, dog. Relax. Anyways, we're making a lot of money on Prize Picks, man. Go check us out. We're Man to Man, Man to Man podcast. Go check us out on all social media, man. We're killing it on TikTok. This episode is going to be a fun one because we're bringing on one of our boys who does our TikToks for us. I mean, we're hitting over 1.5 million views, you know, dude, come on, check us out on a little talk tick. And then we're also bringing on one of our marketing interns, this guy, JP, super cool Clemson grad. He's been with us for a couple months now. And they're going to kind of come in on this back end of the episode and we're just going to play some games. We're in the off season, man. We haven't got no damn clue what to do. Anything else you got, dude? I mean, it's been a weird couple weeks for me. I went to the Virgin Rooftop Hotel. This is bougie hotel here in Nashville rooftop. And, I think I sent you the video, both minute long videos of, you know, the boyfriend taking pictures of the girlfriend taking pictures of the boyfriends, obviously not approving the first, second or third one. It's an influencer relationship. And that's kind of, I know we talk about that, you know, but
to be honest with you, I've been there though. I've done that.
I mean, I've been there too, but like,
and I don't mind
not like
doing
this, bro. Not like that. You know, they were all booted up and everything. It's just like, they could, once it turned over to the guy, this dude was hitting different poses like crazy, man. He was even worse than the female.
I think
not approving the pictures.
Right. I think that's where, at least for in that video, what I saw was usually for me, I don't mind taking a bunch of photos of a girl that I might be seeing or dating or whatever. Right. That's fine. If you want to get your thing out there, do your thing. The thing about that video is you want it flipped and the guy started doing it and they're both together like, all right, you got your 20 minutes of taking photos. Now it's my turn. You flip around.
You have to keep up. It's like they have to keep up with each other's appearances on social media, on fake, you know.
I will never be like that. I couldn't.
I don't know.
Snap
man.
Me one or two and I'm good. If
snap
I don't
me
like
one or good, I don't want to look at myself, man. He's a good, I mean, good looking couple for sure.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like very good looking couple. But at the same time, just enjoy your date. You know what I'm saying? Get your pictures in. Get a little 20 minutes in. What I mean, 20 minutes too long, dude. Let's be honest.
Well, that goes back to kind of like
it went on for about 20 minutes though.
Yeah, that goes back on to like kind of a topic we talked about in a previous episode was being on their phones. Like they're like when you go out, you know,
taking pictures
and all that, not enjoying themselves, but making sure that everybody that follows them and stuff knows that they're at the Virgin's Hotel, because Virgin Hotel, nice little place, not gonna lie. It's a good, nice little place. People that are in Nashville know about it. You know, it's a good, kind of high quality place to go. Again, you're spending an hour taking photos instead of actually enjoying yourself. Because let's be honest, taking photos ain't that enjoyable. Come on now.
I like taking photos, you know. You know, I like. I don't
not
know why
for an
know.
Hour. You yeah. come on now. You
I know.
You spending an
just,
hour
I,
out of your night.
I wonder. Yeah, but now you wonder what the backstory is. Is it like, are they for real models? Are they Instagram models? or to, I don't know, they use a bidet every day. You know, what's the story to it?
If they were
to keep up with each other's likes on social media, because I,
if they were that big time, they wouldn't be doing it for themselves.
I think so. They're trying to be an up and coming Instagram models, which is fair. It's fair, but who knows, dude? I'm, you know, that's, anyways, man. I got hammered last night, and this is stupid, man. Today I felt insane. I did, just like everybody else on a Sunday morning, man. Yeah, either going to church or you know, praying not to die. This morning I actually went and got a banana bag. I felt bougie and I hated doing it. But I would, they stuck this needle in my arm, dude. I sucked that thing up, man. Like, 15,
you know what's funny?
Minutes, supposed to take like 45, 15, 20. Felt incredible after.
Funny thing about that, Nashville was one of the first places to actually allow public, like, banana bag intakes for people that aren't going to like a doctor's office. And it's,
I felt like I was coming out the wazoo, man. Like I was a new me. You know what I'm saying?
Got all your electrolytes back up, man.
Yeah, back up. They were like, damn, you are sucking this thing. I felt weird. My body started tingling a little bit. I didn't know, think my thing was working again. It was an incredible time for me. So you guys go try out banana bags. I might get on the membership, man. $69 a month for 6 months. Unlimited visits.
Yeah.
But I mean, hope I don't get it. Once you get a membership to those kind of places, yeah.
You got to look at the flip side of like,
yeah, you probably don't want to do that.
I should probably not be wanting to do this every week or it's twice yeah, a week because I'm getting that fucked up.
Yeah. Thing. One guy was in line and there and he was like, yeah, I'm here for the COVID test. I said, come on, bro. Yo. And she was like, that's curbside, dog. Like, where are you parked at? Get the hell out of here. I'm like, yeah, I'm like right behind you, dude. People don't fucking get it. I wonder if people actually just go without being hammered, and I'm sure they do.
Well, they do say to like every week you should like replenish your electrolytes in some fashion. If that means drinking a lot of water a couple of days or something, but they have, I mean, there is some science behind like making sure you're caught up on that. And especially if you go there for a weekend, say a bachelor party for the weekend, and you spend five days getting absolutely torched every day. I'm definitely hitting one of those when I leave up out of there.
I felt like my car engine was leaked. You know, like the oilage. I had a oilage leak or something, man. Then I went in here and different story, man. Felt like a Maserati coming out. You know, couple scratches here and there, but we took it to the body shop. Speaking of body shop, got my car back, man.
Yeah,
got my car back. It was 16 days. I got my car back, man.
How does it look? Good. Did it look good?
It looks good, but now I got another problem with it.
Can you tell that, like, the biggest thing I hate? Okay.
Squeaky clean, yes.
I was going to say, biggest thing is
like,
when I go and take a car in, even if it's the littlest thing, if you can tell just a slight that it's been worked on, that just, it's not even that I care. It's just one of those pet peeves that I have. Like, I really don't give a fuck, but like me knowing that walking out and seeing it just going to rub me. Yeah. Not that I care that my car doesn't look 100% like it should, but it's just a pet peeve, kind of that inner pet peeve of like, damn, just do your job. But go ahead.
No fault. Yeah, no, that's the only thing that's rubbing you. You're all good. listen, me too, dog. You know, I'm on this motherfucking, never mind. so, yeah, I got another problem with the car, man. It's got ants in it. So I have ants everywhere in the car. And it's a clean car. It's a new car. I got it 3 months ago. I have ants, little ants flying around, man. They're flying. You know, ants fly now. So, yeah.
So you're talking about you got gnats, not ants.
No. I'm just fucking with you. They're ants. They're crawling around everywhere.
You should put some vinegar down.
I don't know, dude. I was thinking about putting...
It might smell for a couple of days, but put some vinegar down.
Vinegar where? Like, spray it in the car? Like,
well, on the floor mats, just place some vinegar on there.
Nah, I ain't got no floor mats, man. So I can't do that.
Yes, everybody has floor mats.
I don't have floor mats.
So where does your feet go when you get in there? If I'm getting in your car,
no, you know what I'm talking about. No, floor mats are what you buy and place in a car. Floor mats are there. I have what's under the floor mat, which is just the interior of the car.
Yeah, the floor. Okay, the flooring of your car, then put down, spray some vinegar a little bit or something.
I was thinking about putting ant traps in there, man. And I didn't want, that's a bad move right there.
Ant traps? I didn't even know that was a thing, bro. I know mouse traps. Come on now. But
You know what I'm talking about? Like the, you know, and they're like, you ever seen like Caesar's dog food? Like little squared, like it's like one of those, dude. You know, it's got little juices in it and the ants just go in it. They crawl in it.
And they just get stuck in there?
Yeah, they get stuck in there. It's like they get flooded in there. Yeah, they drown it. It's like a little square thing.
You're gonna have to buy one.
Have you never lived in the hood, dude? Shit, man. I haven't either.
Come on, you gotta buy one. I want to see one of those, actually.
Yeah, pull it up, man. We'll have Griff clip this and pull it. It's an ant trap. Like, you know what an ant trap is, dog.
I know that, but I didn't know they made them from, like, recreational, like...
Some people get lit off them. I don't, you know. That's funny though, man. Yeah, so it's just, you know, Nashville is Nashville, man. Colder weather. I'm ready for the fall.
Yeah, fall is like.
Fall,
I was gonna say fall might be. I just realized this.
It is the best. Yes,
I just might have realized this because coming out of COVID, being able to go out. I'm always been a summer guy. I love the summer because it just is a different feel. Everybody's in a better mood, I feel like.
It's because it's been so cold for so long. And people are like, man, I hate this. And then it just gets scorching in Nashville.
Yeah. But I see, that's the thing. I don't mind the heat. I don't mind the heat. I also don't mind the cold. But now that this past weekend, had a couple of days this over the weekend, Friday and Saturday, I went downtown, got a drink at a bar, and just sat there. I didn't talk to anybody just to enjoy the weather because it was like 68.
Yeah.
And it was just beautiful wind. Sun was out, like no clouds in the sky. It was just, I had to go out just to enjoy that. And that's why I was like, damn, I think I've turned the corner of like fall is best because football comes back. Basketball starts up and it's just sports for the rest of the year.
Yeah, no more Little League. But that's cool though. You know, you get a drink. I just don't like the winter, dude. I'm not in Chicago last year, 0 degrees out. You know, that sucks. I don't like that type of cold.
I miss that. I see. I'd like that.
No, Why do you like that?
So if you had to rank your seasons, what are your seasons in the ranking?
Winter is last for me, dude.
So what's your favorite? Like, fall?
Winter is like the equivalent of fucking, like you're forced to sit in a room listening to Rebecca Black's Friday, like for an hour straight. It's terrible. I'd probably go like fall. I love spring, man. I love spring. I like fall, spring. Summer, winter, yeah.
See, I think I'm going fall, summer, winter, then spring. Spring just sucks.
Spring is nice, man. Spring is like, okay.
It rains, and you got out of the cold, and it's like shitty weather in terms of raining, and then you're just waiting for the summer. It's like the brother that you never liked type deal. Like, get out of my way. I'm trying to go chill with my cool brother down the road.
French fry tastes good, man. I think spring is, you know, you always have clean, what's it? Spring cleaning? Yeah, spring. I don't do a lot of spring cleaning. But, you know, it's like it gives more life to you. When spring, you know, flowers are coming. You're like, okay, about to be summer. It's just a nice feeling. It's like it just kind of wakes you up. Like there's more life after death, which is winter. So that's where I'm coming from. Anyways, we got a fantasy football draft tonight. I'm excited.
Yeah.
You asked me what round do you take a quarterback? 10th.
You're not drafting. You're not telling me anything.
I ain't telling you my secrets, man. I drafted last week and I do not like my team, man. I do not like my team.
Yeah.
I was 8th pick out of the 12 teams in the first round. Fucking had to take Aaron Jones, bro.
You got a snake on that too?
Got a snake on it, so you know, it was a little back to back action. Aaron Jones, DK Metcalf.
Yeah, not bad. See, I can't get into it because I did a couple mock drafts to just see where some things might end up.
Well,
just to practice a little bit, because it's scary going in there first time with no. Like, you've already had a draft under your belt.
Yeah, I feel good about this one. Like, I'm gonna crunch it.
Yeah, I'm going in there like, damn, what the fuck? You know what I mean?
I mean, you're going in there like, you know.
I'm going in there dry. I'm not
going in there dry.
Yeah.
I ain't never seen you be drier, dude. It's gonna be a good time. Shout out Dashed again, man. We're super excited. We're gonna be recording in the studios October 5th. So you Dash listeners out there, you guys can actually see what we look like. Liam and I, we don't live together. We don't even live in the same state. I've been talking to you through a screen here for every single episode dating back to 2019. We tried to do one episode together when you came to Nashville.
We've done two or three. Because I was in Chicago, we did one together.
I don't think that ever worked out.
I don't know. I think I remember it was back old Chicago, though. Back in the apartment with the girl and everything. I think we recorded one.
Huh. Anyways, yeah, we're there October 5th, man. So super excited and glad. Golly, this throat thing, man. I'm good now. You know what I'm saying? I'm good. I'm like a squeaky oiled car mechanic, man. Anyways, I hate recording on Sunday, dude. My brain's scattered. I can't even form complete sentences. Okay, so yeah, shout out Dash. We'll be out there. We'll be rocking some custom. I ordered Jordans. I fucking ordered Jordans. I never had Jordans, man. I'm trying to come correct is what this episode is.
Can we? Yeah, that is definitely the title. But can we understand why you, who said that to you or why you say that? Because you've said that to me now in the last.
I forgot the voicemail that I usually don't leave voicemails. I forgot I left you a voicemail. Yeah.
Okay, so Andy calls me last night at 4 a.m. and the first thing he says to me is, why didn't you pick up? I'm gonna call you. If you don't call me first thing when you wake up, mind you, it's 4 a.m. and I'm gonna wake up because I wake up decently early on a regular basis. I'll wake up at 9 o'clock. You're gonna be It's 8 o'clock and I know you're not up. So when I call you first thing, you ain't picking up.
I'd say I did try calling you first thing the other morning. You didn't answer, but you were working, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
And that was a little 10 a.m. right there.
Yeah. I just getting out. You know, stack the bread. Those long days.
I'm trying to come correct, man. I mean, we're going out to.
Who said that to you?
I can't remember who said that to me. It's. Everyone says come correct.
So when somebody comes correct, what does that mean in terms of
you better visualize yourself. You better, you know, that you gotta, it's come correct means like you better come prepared, come with a lot of confidence, just make sure it's not cocky and swag out. That's pretty much what it means. Come correct means Jake Paul. If I had to give it recently to like a current event that just happened, come correct would be a Jake Paul proving millions of people wrong.
So he came correct to that fight, even though he didn't knock him out.
I think he came correct.
So I was going to say
he got rocked with a 1-2 and then just came correct, fought through adversity. I like Jake Paul, man. I think he's somewhat of a good fighter.
Yeah, I think he proved himself. I guess technically he said he retired from boxing. I don't know what that's
the only thing that I don't like about Jake Paul. He comes from fame, you know. He's got the hot girlfriend. She's pregnant in the corner. And, you know, but he works hard. That's why I respect him. Yeah. I just want someone to, I kind of just wanted to see him get rocked. Like, I was good with that. I don't want to see him get knocked out, I don't think.
I just wanted to see if he could take a punch.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to see. I think that's what everybody wanted to see. And he took it. I think Tyron Woodley, those first couple seconds, I was like, no way. This guy's beating him. His stance, he just wasn't a striker, man. I mean, he's fucking ripped.
That's why he made his UFC fame by knocking people out. The fuck are you talking about? He's not a striker. You don't watch UFC like that, though.
I know, he's also
40. He's also older now. But
yeah, but he just wasn't throwing any combos.
Yeah. So. He started off. I have a question that kind of arose this weekend, actually, now that I'm thinking about it. Your levels of, all right, so there's levels of PDA, right? You got your hand holding, you got your, maybe your ass tap every once in a while, or yeah, or stuff like, what's an acceptable level of PDA for you? Like, to visualize, I'll just ask you that, because then I'll tell you my story of what I saw, and I'll see if you're with that.
I don't know, man. I like holding hands.
Okay.
I ain't held anybody's hand in a minute, man. I'm down bad. Now, I don't know, man. I think holding hands is cool. Don't make out in front of people, dude. Get a room. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I'm cool with kissing. You know, we can kiss. We can, but the kissing's got to be like a peck. You know, I'm sitting next to you, having a good time. You know, we're hanging out for a couple hours, holding your hand, whatever. I'm not holding your hand when I'm sitting down, like, and hanging out with you. But if we're walking on the sidewalk, and I'm just saying, oh shit, I got this on lock. That's coming correct for me. Yeah. And but it's like a peck or something. You know, I'm not gonna grab titties.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so, mind you, went out, got a drink. Mm. This bar, it's not like a big, like, heavy, like, let's go dancing, but there is like a little place, kind of open room, where you can have like a little dance. Like, people stand up in this area and people do dance a little bit, right? But it's not like, yeah, rager shit, right? So
it's Indianapolis.
Yeah, it's nothing crazy, but it's like small. It's not even a dance floor. It's just a small, like, stand up area. People kind of, you know,
right,
get the jig on it a little bit. My guy is in the corner, has his girl on him, right?
Yeah, I'm ready for this.
She's got her dress pretty much up to her like, her lower line. Her lower, like, I could see her, I can almost see her belly button. Right. And panties are out and everything. And it's just like, while she is looking back, just kissing this dude, like, y'all just going to do it right
there
in front.
They're bumping and grinding. Yeah. A lot of feeling, like, a lot of touching going on. Yeah.
Like, what is that? And this is not even a place where you do, like, it's not even a hard dance, like, dance.
There's
place.
No unks. It's like,
it's not even a club. It's not even like music. There's, it's like a, you go there to watch sports. Nah. Obviously.
Anybody, you know, people staring at them.
I slowly walked by. Dog. That was just wild to me. It's like,
that's like, you know, that's like Netflix. You ain't got to pay for every month.
If it was at the club, the lights were dark, no windows in the establishment type deal, I'm okay with that, because right, that dude's doing his thing, she's doing her thing.
Right, right.
But this place is, lights are on.
So, okay, so where did it go then? What did they
I don't
do?
Know. I was leaving, and
why
I'm
did
walking,
you leave?
I'm walking by them, and I see this. I'm just like, what in the hell is going on type deal?
You should have got in there.
I'm good.
See, I like holding hands. I would have just tried to held one of their hands, see what they did.
No.
Because you never know who's swinging now.
Come on, bro. I'm not with that. That's not my
You don't think you'd ever be a part of a swinger relationship?
No, I'm good. Oh, this is another question that arose.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Yeah, last one, and then we'll bring in JP and Griff and play some games. Would you be okay? You're dating a girl, right?
Right.
And it's kind of like the swinger thing, but would you say not even romantic, she cheated on you, and what would you consider cheating on? Right?
Wait, what?
You're dating somebody.
Okay.
And your definition of whatever cheating is to you.
Right.
Because it's different for everybody. But she does that with another girl. Are you cool with that?
It just depends on what the relationship with the other female is. If they're making out one night, you know, I'm cool with it.
Yeah. What if they're like,
they can't be talking though, because I'm not. Yeah.
What
actually?
What if they're like in the bed together and they're like getting intimate in the bedroom area?
Yeah, I'd be like, let me get a little action, dude. What the hell's going on here? I'm just holding hands. I'd do it. Yeah, I'd do it probably. You know me. I get freaky, man. I also lied on our last episode and someone called me out on it. It was a previous previous person that I may or may not have been with a couple times. She said, "There, you're, what it was a kink level? You're not 5 out of 10.
What's your kink level then?"
I got called a 9.
Oh, kinky then.
I got called a 9 out of 10. Yeah. So, but that also was, I don't know, in college. So.
Yeah, I mean, there's not. There's just
I'm probably at a 7. You know, I'm get kinky, bro.
I'm probably a 5, and you're probably a 7. Really,
you know me, man. You know me. Yeah, it's been a weird day, dude. You know, it's always a weird day when you wake up on a Sunday and it's just cloudy out. I almost like those Sundays, though.
I need me a Sunday sun is shining. Give me some energy, at least. You know,
if I'm hungover though, and there's no sun shining, I'm cool. You know, let me hit 5, 6 p.m. I'm laying in bed. Also, man, I really am trying to watch movies now. I really am.
Okay. You need some recommendations out there?
I just watched. I mean, yeah, if you guys, whatever. I don't even know how you can interact with us on these things, man. But I just watched Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Yeah.
You seen that one?
Yeah.
You got Leo. What's the other? Brad Pitt. Marley Mano. Marley Merlo, what's her name?
Anyways. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, it's a good movie. It's a Tarantino movie.
Yeah.
I mean, understand what Tarantino movies were, you know? Like, I'm that kind of person that just has no idea what a Tarantino movie is. I didn't understand any of it up until the end when it all just, they were killing each other. Have you seen the movie?
I'm pretty sure I have.
It's about the Manson family.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
At
the very end, they just start, you know, lighting each other on fire with a fire gun. It's a pretty good movie. But I am trying to watch some more movies, man.
Clip this and put it up on social and see what the people give you as recommendations.
I want to watch movies, man. I think there's a part of me that, and this doesn't make sense what I'm about to say, but there's almost a part of me is the reason why I don't like watching movies. I just think it's too long. I think movies are too long.
Yeah. They're good for a Sunday. Like, I woke up this morning and I was like, I would like to watch a movie. I watched The Sandlot this morning and it was like, it was the first time I watched it in a long time. I was like, damn, I'm glad that movie was on so I could watch it.
What do you think your favorite movie is then? And then if you get asked this question.
I know. See, this is going to be a bad take for a lot of people.
Yeah.
But my favorite movie is American Gangster. It is my by far. I was a movie. Talk about long. That movie is like 3 hours long.
Yeah.
But it is a movie that I will put on every time and watch it from the beginning to the end.
Yeah.
I've never seen it.
I've never seen it. No. Oh,
Denzel Washington is its best. Is his best piece. I fucking
love Denzel Washington, man.
It's his best piece he's ever
made. I'll have to watch it. I watched Flight the other night. Well, Flight's
one of my other favorite movies by him too. So.
Flight is so good, man. It's so good. I wish it was based on a true story though. Just like, you know, Sully's based on a true story where he lands the plane in the Hudson River. Yeah, Flight's good. I'd probably say my favorite movie. See, I'm not a movie person, dude. Like if I went comedy, it would be like Step Brothers, which is actually what's playing right here, right behind me. I'm watching Step Brothers right now. Or like a sports movie would be Coach Carter.
Coach Carter's a good one.
Friday Night Lights.
Yeah.
I don't know what my favorite movie would be though. I'd have to think about it for a sec. Okay, cool. All right. Anything else, dude? Before we bring these mofos in, dude, you got anything else, man? Come on, you got anything?
Nah, let's bring them on right now.
All right. Like we mentioned at the start of the episode, we got some of the mofos hanging out with us. So we got JP. He's our marketing guy that we've been hanging out with. He's been helping us out tremendously. And then we got Griff doing the TikToks, man. We're rocking it. We're hitting over 1 million views over here. Griff is one of our boys from Nashville. JP, we've known you for a couple of months, dude. You're Clemson grad. what's up, man?
Well, first off, it's great to be here. Happy to be on the episode. It's been a blast getting to know y'all, and this is a really good time. It was a tough weekend. I was in Charlotte, surrounded by the people for the game, and it was Not very enjoyable, obviously, watching 3 points on the board from a team that was supposed to win a championship, which is a lot of time left. But other than that, it's been good, man. I'm living the graduated life, and it's once a Tiger, always a Tiger. So I'm a root for my guys no matter what. But yeah, it was very sad.
I was going to say both of those teams, Georgia and Clemson, still can make the playoff, even though. So although I made some money off of Georgia,
We were telling you, JP. We're like, I mean. I thought it was in Georgia because after the first quarter, I was like, man, I don't know who to bet on. And then I saw a bunch of fans that were wearing red and I asked my boy next to me, I said, is this in Georgia? He said, yeah. I said, $50 right now. Ended up being Charlotte, which Tennessee had a game in Charlotte against West Virginia, Griff. I don't know if you remember that a couple of years ago. But anyways, regardless, you're on the right color of orange. We're not, you know, UT fans. We did talk about that a little bit in the first half of the episode. Griff, what's up, dude? Yeah, right over there, you rocking like LED lights, man. You got checking in.
Yeah, I got my TikTok e-boy lights in the background.
I like the e-boy lights, man.
Yeah, I'm good to go. Okay. We got to get those views somehow. And y'all are not shaking your ass, so, you know.
We talked about it. It didn't work. We tried. Okay, cool. So, yeah, we're gonna play some games. Thanks for coming on, guys. We appreciate it. Welcome, gentlemen. You're looking fine on the Sunday night. Yes, homo. Let's do it. And we're going to play some games. So we're going to start out with a start bench cut, but in the modern day dating world fashion is what we think we talk about. And I don't even know if we talk about the modern day dating. We're still trying to figure it out. So it's going to be start bench cuts. And then we got a couple of places, guys. JP, if you want to host this game, we'll kind of be ears or Griff. I don't know. Griff, you can host the trivia questions. JP, if you want to host this one.
Yeah, I got it. So for anybody that doesn't know, start bench cut, it's basically like, you know, your classic FMK, you play at the cafeteria. Basically, you got three options. You're a basketball coach. You got start one, your main guy, you send him out there, needs to pick you up 25, 7-7. You got bench, a little reserve guy, so nothing too crazy, so he can come in, give you some quality minutes. And then you got your cut, who send him pack. You don't want him here, you don't want him on the bench, you don't want to pay him the damn vet man, get them out of here, G League, Euro League. So that's what we're rocking with. So our first one we're going to go with, and actually it's going to be all three, but we're going to split up into three different ones. All right, it's going to talk first dates. So start, bench, cut, first date, spot. First date activity, I guess we could even say. We're going to go with mini golf. It's classic mini golf, you know, take them up to the local track, you and your significant other. And then you got bowling, you know, one-on-one action at the old alleys. Or you take them out to a nice dinner, one-on-one, we'll say about a $40-$45 tab.
$40 to $45 tab. That's sounding like you talking like a casual place here?
I mean, you know, maybe you take them to a nice Outback Steakhouse. Blooming Onion, couple things off. Yeah, and it's a nice night at
Applebee's.
Yeah. Nice night at Applebee's.
The rule for all this is that at the end of the day, the experience was the same. It's not like you went bowling and it was super shitty and then you went to the dinner, it was great. The end result is always the same, but which would you choose to do?
Okay. Who's going first?
I'll send it to you.
Yeah, go ahead. I was going to say, I'll let you go first there.
I don't like going first, man.
I'll go first. So I think, the last time I went actual like mini golfing or putting, it was like probably 5 years ago. So I'm going to go ahead and cut that, because if I'm going golfing, my significant other should be able to play golf with me. So we're going to an actual golfing experience of like we're playing 18. So we're cutting the mini golf.
Cut that.
I like the bowling, so that's kind of where I'm hesitant at. Probably you can't go wrong with a dinner. So I'm gonna start the dinner. If it's a first date, you can't go wrong with the dinner. I'm not. You say a good tab. $45. I don't know where you're going for $45 out here on a first date. I don't know, but I'm gonna go with the nice dinner first, and then the bowling is on my bench. So yeah. That's how that's gonna go for me. I don't know where you guys want to go with that, but
yeah, that's interesting, man. I like putt putt. I think putt putt would be a good date. To cut one. It's definitely not like dinner. I'm putting on the bench. To cut one, it's gotta be bowling, man. I don't like bowling. I'm not good at it. I want to win, you know, like I'm a competitive person. I like putt-putt, you know. I'm not good at real golf, Liam, not doing the whole 9-18. That's just not even fair to the female if they're not even somewhat athletic at golf. I'm terrible at it. I think Topgolf would be a fun date. So I'm definitely cutting bowling and starting putt-putt, benching dinner. Because I don't like to pay for the tab, man. I ain't got no money.
Yeah, I'm going to start mini golf. You know, you can get a little silly on the course. There's little spots, little caves. You can sneak away.
Yeah, let's get freaky.
Yeah, let's get a little freaky in the
mini golf. Not even playing putt-putt anymore.
Yep. Dinner. Yeah, that's a solid one. I'll probably put that on the bench as like a sixth man. It's always a solid option. I can't stop thinking about Bloomin' Onions since you said that. And then, yeah, what was that? Bowling is just, I think bowling is for nerds. And I think anyone who bowls is a dork. So I don't want to embarrass myself at, on a first date. So I'm going to cut bowling. Nasty shoes, little kids running around.
Okay, so JP, we cut bowling. JP, JP, what do you got?
Yeah. So I can say I'm putting dinner firmly on the bench. I think it's always something good to have in the back pocket. You know, that's a guy I want coming off the bench. It's just the dinner. You know, he's able to do his job. So that leaves bowling and mini golf. And I can say, as somebody who has gone on a date, a bowling date, the problem is if it's one on one, you just walk past each other the entire time. You go bowl. And she go bowl, and you go bowl, and if you can make that a good time, so that's why for me, even though I love bowling, I don't like bowling for dorks. I was a little offended when Griff said it. I didn't want to make a big deal out of it, but we can still be friends. But so bowling is fun. But I'm gonna cut bowling. I'm setting it back in, and I'm gonna start mini golf because first of all, like I said, there ain't nothing more romantic than a little decorative windmill ever. I mean that just always gets going. But also. Mini golf is fun. You talk to each other the entire time. If the weather.
When is the last time all of you have ever been mini golfing, though? Truthfully answering. When was the last time you went mini golfing?
High school, for sure.
Probably like 3 years ago. As an adult man, I've been mini golfing.
What about with a female? Have you ever just
been high school for me?
Mini golfing with a female before?
I think maybe once in high school.
JP, yeah. you talking up mini golfing? I guess
dude, I've been mini golfing with a female within the year. Yeah,
there's the old, you know.
So that is really your go to.
That's what it is. Yeah.
JP, right, so that's
his it has not killed me yet, gentlemen. I'm starting my guys. I'm starting my A1. That's just how it just rocks.
Okay, cool.
I like that. Yes. I like that.
All right, what's the next one?
All right, because that one took a little bit longer, I'm going to switch it up a little bit. And this one, actually, we didn't prepare for this, so I want you guys' actual authentic answers here. Because okay. I just thought of this on the run. Uh-huh. All right, so you've been, say the first date, whatever it was, went well. You've been dating for a while. You're taking her, him, whoever home to meet the parents, the parental figures of the family. Start bench cut how the event they are that they're going to meet your parents at. So first one. A relative's wedding, they're your plus one. You bring them in. This is the first time they've ever met. That this close enough to go to the wedding, not close enough to be in the wedding party type of deal. Second one, family game night. Do you trust your parents enough to be able to bring in this girl that they've never met, and you trust her enough to keep up? Next family game night, we'll say you're playing Clue. Classic. Third option is, we'll go with it again, a nice lunch over a table somewhere. This one will say the tab for the four of y'all is probably about $100.
Can I go first?
Be my guest with that enthusiasm.
Yeah, screw lunch.
I thought you don't like going first.
I want to go first on this one. I'm not going to lunch with whoever I'm dating's parents. We're just not doing it. It may be a fun time, just not doing it. I'm forced to sit down. Wedding is what I'm starting wedding. I don't really have to talk to them. I mean, we'll probably sit at the same table. That might be a little awkward. No one really likes doing that in the first place. That's it, though. 45 minutes you eat and you're right next to your other. Yeah, I'm starting wedding and then I'm definitely benching. What was the last one? Family game night. Yeah, I'm competitive, man. I want to win. But if you can go on a family game night, you can't win. So I'm benching game night cutting lunch for sure.
So and this I'm not paying is tab either. This is the thing for me is realistically, the like for girls now, if you're coming out of college, it's different because if you've been dating somebody in college, the first time you're going to meet their parents, they've come up for, you know, what a family weekend and you're going out to eat. So you're going to, that it's like almost predetermined. After college is different. So I'm still going to go with the dinner. I don't want to see them in their home yet. They don't need to see me in my home where I'm
sounds like a sketchy boyfriend right there.
Where I'm banging her, his daughter or whatnot. They're not coming over to our game night or anything like that. So the game night is getting cut off the rip because I've never had a game night end up, you know, PG in the first place. So dinner is first because it's just good to go to out, you know, in public with somebody. And then the wedding, I'm putting on my bench because a good wedding, you're going to have fun. You're probably going to be intoxicated. Last four ways I went to, I blacked out and thrown up in front of my entire family. So it's not the best scene for me, but it's always a play. You can always make it out of a wedding around your family. So that's kind of where I'm going at.
Hell yeah. I'm kind of with that as well. I'm going to actually start wedding. And I think it might be the boozing part because, you know, you might make a fool of yourself, but the nerves of being around your like girlfriend's parents are gone. You know, the moment a couple gin and tonics get down the old hatch, and then weddings. Yeah, definitely. Family game night sounds like a nightmare.
Yeah, that sounds terrible. I like
there's
that,
so many variables. So many things can get brought up. You might accidentally start talking about like the, you know, politics, the Israeli-Palestine fucking conflict. You know, you never know. Like, might cross some lines, or they just might not think you're very cool. It's just like, you know, if you're thinking of like charades, that's just so many ways that can go wrong. And then the last one, what was it?
Dinner.
Dinner, yeah. Bloomin' onions, always a good deal, but
Bloomin' onions, what is that?
I'm gonna have to, dude. What,
you've never had a bloomin' onion? Are you?
You don't know what a bloomin' onion is?
I mean, you can get cut out of pocket. We could get another co-host.
What's a
JP? What's up, man? You want to co-host with me? This man doesn't know what a bloomin' onion is.
Is that a restaurant?
Outback Steakhouse. All right, we're the closest we'll ever get to being in Australia. They have this app, and it's the Bloomin' Onion, and it's a big-ass, like, fried onion. And
you know what? We're going to take you to Outback Steakhouse.
It's not the one that goes to an Outback or an Applebee's or what's the Olive Garden, you know what I'm saying? I'm just not.
It's disrespectful you put Outback in that same category because Outback is a high-class establishment.
Yeah. Or like Outback is a tier of its own. Like, yeah, Texas Roadhouse is not even – those type of Outback is in tiers above.
Okay.
Go ahead, JP. What do you got on that?
I'm probably so. I think, you know, part of this is also how, like, we talk about how well do you handle your alcohol, because you can only get so drunk at a dinner because you're working with what the waiter's giving you. Mm-hmm. So I'd say, but I consider myself a pretty decent drinker. So I would say I'm gonna go wedding. I like weddings a lot. And then I'm going to say probably dinner. And then I'm cutting game night, kind of like everybody else, because at the end of the day, you never want to lose. It's so hard to find that balance of not wanting to lose, but also like, and not really wanting to win either. You don't want to throw. So I'd say I'd probably cut that one. Second or third time, though, if they invite me to family game night, it's on. So we make it work both ways. So I think we're pretty close to a consensus on that one.
Yeah, I like the whole wedding thing that y'all got going on. Yeah. Like, everyone's going to be drunk, but it's also, you know, how well can you hold your alcohol? So I like what you said right there, JP. Okay, cool.
And you're wearing a suit. You're going to be looking good.
Weddings are fun.
What are we thinking? We'll start with Liam. If you get it right, we'll move on to the next one.
Well, I know the first one for sure is Kyrie Irving. Kyrie Irving. The headband is just, it's too easy to spot.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually don't remember what the second one was. I know we talked about it. I just
forgot. Oh, my gosh. Come on, look at him.
Oh, that's Isaiah Thomas,
Right? Yo, that's correct. That's correct. Ding, ding, ding. God. All right. JP, you want to go next?
I did up until I looked at it, but I'm going to say, I mean, that's definitely Eric Bledsoe. I could see that.
Yeah,
sure. That's good. Cool.
JP, you're taking this one now, bud.
Dude, I know. Eric. That's Eric Bledsoe and Drew Holiday?
Yes, that is correct.
Oh,
that's correct.
No. Sorry. False alarm. I'm scrambled here. You got one of them correct.
I have no idea. I don't know.
We're going to Andy. Andy, do you know the other one?
It's Eric Bledsoe, and then this guy, is it Chris Paul?
It's not Chris Paul. We'll do one more skip to Liam, and then we'll scrap it and we'll do a new one.
I mean, obviously Liam. Eric Bledsoe, and I want to say like it's like Rajah Rondo or somebody.
Nah, I think I know who it is, man.
Yeah, go ahead. You can say it. No one's gonna get a point, but
Terry Rozier.
Yeah, that is Terry. It's scary. Damn. Terry.
Scary. He's got Terry. That. Is he the one that has the earring on? Come on.
Yes.
Now.
Yeah.
That was a good one.
Yeah.
Okay. So cool. The third one. Whose turn? It's Andy's turn to start this time.
It's my turn. We're on a live fantasy football draft right now, boys. Here we go. All right. What do we? The third one is Anthony Davis to Carmelo Anthony.
Boom. Yeah. That one's really
was
easy.
A layup.
That's a layup. Wait, who got the first one? Sorry, Liam, you got the first one.
So it's 1-1-0.
Yeah.
I think the next one is a layup too, but that could just be me. I think it's Tristan Thompson and Draymond Green. Easy.
That's correct. Tristan Thompson. Draymond Green. All right. Two. So Liam has two, Andy has one, JP 0. That's right.
Mm-hmm. I think I got this one.
JP, you got the next one.
I think I got this one. This is the Celtics bros. This is Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown right here.
That's a good catch.
Yeah. That is one ugly motherfucker.
Yeah, they are on the same team. Oh, you should have seen the James Harden Scottie Pippen mashup. That is the ugliest thing I've ever seen in my life.
And what we got next? I got it.
Yep.
Joel
Andy.
Yeah, Joe. This is Joel Embiid and Jimmy Butler.
Yes, correct.
Why does that just look like Joel Embiid?
I think it just looks like Jimmy Butler.
No, that looks just like Joel Embiid.
Perfect matchup, I guess. Okay. Who's next? I forgot who went. Who just
JP,
went.
JP.
JP, you're up.
I'm on this one. I think I got this one.
This is a tough one. I think
that one's a layup, too.
This is Markelle Fultz and Buddy Hield.
Yeah. Yes, correct.
Yeah.
I like that one. Yep. This one is insane.
Last one. It's 2-2-2. We have a couple more questions. But whoever gets this one will win the face morph round.
Yeah, Liam, you're up.
I'm up. I know. I think it's Blake Griffin, and I don't know who the other person is.
Oh, he's got braces. This should be a dead giveaway.
This one's kind of tough, dude.
That's my guess. I don't know the other person.
All right.
I think it's Blake Griffin and Andre Drummond.
Damn.
Yes. Andre Drummond.
Yeah, I see that now. I think with that, guys, we're going to wrap up this episode. Thank you guys for listening to us. JP, Griff, thanks for coming on. You guys, if you don't know, these guys are kind of like the behind-the-scene workers. Like, you see us and listen to us every week, but these guys are what kind of like make us who we are. So we appreciate them. But with that, I'm going to namaste these fools out of here, if that's okay with you.
We all namaste. You guys want namaste? I'm going to namaste them out.
Namaste one time. Namaste to you guys. Namaste.
Yeah, a little louder, guys. Namaste.
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 Okay. See you next week, damn it.
I love closed eyes, just dreaming, free from the world. You can say I don't hate it, but right now you can see say I made it. Beaming, free from the world, you can say I got a crush on it. Take your time, cause I'm not in a rush to go hard on you hoes, so don't even buckle up. Got the stink in the bowl, man, you know what's up. You don't know what I've been through. Circle K, give me another boost so I can go.